In this first segment of Rutherford Issues, we're going to talk about things going on with legal aid, and Andre Chrisman joins us here in studio, and you brought a newcomer with you here, didn't you?
I sure did, and we're just delighted to have Amy Amelia Miller Luna. She has come to our office from the Tullahoma Legal Aid Society office, and she's been in with our organization for 8 years. Has been a passionate advocate, it's particularly in the area of domestic violence, but in many other cases she's worked as well. And she brings her advocacy skills and her passion for assisting the less fortunate. And she also is a District 7 representative of the Young Lawyers Division of the Tennessee Bar Association. So we're just delighted to have her.
Now, I know some Lunas that played some basketball and did things like that down, I guess, maybe Shelbyville and some in Sumner County. I can't imagine the name Luna being, you know, just an everyday run-of-the-mill name like Chrisman.
Right, right. Well, my husband, the Lunas, his family is from the Marshall County area.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I know what it was. I showed some horse when I was in 4-H. I showed horses, and maybe the Luna, that name rings familiar. I'm getting old, so I can't remember everything now. But so, are you excited about being here in Rutherford County?
I'm very excited. I'm happy to be in Rutherford County and working with Andre and the legal aid office in Rutherford County. It's a great office. We are making a great team and just doing great things in Rutherford County, helping low-income individuals who need civil legal help.
Now, Andre, you and I were talking before we went on the air that Amy brings an interesting skill set that now you're taking advantage of and working to help some of our senior citizens as well.
That's correct, and I guess I just kind of turn it over to Amy to kind of talk about this is National Pro Bono Month, the month of October, and there is one thing that's been consistent throughout the year, and that's the free legal clinic. Mm-hmm. That happens every Thursday from about 3:15 to 5:30, 6 o'clock. At the Greenhouse Ministries, which is located right off the square at 309 South Spring Street. That's open to any individual who has a legal issue and they'd like to sit down with an attorney and discuss their problem. Thankfully, some dedicated attorneys from the Rutherford Cannon County Bar Association have helped to staff that, but there is definitely a need for more attorneys, and we just want to kindly urge our brothers and sisters in the bar for Rutherford and Cannon County to come on out this month and help us to staff this so that we can be out in better numbers, because 10 or 15 minutes after the doors open for this free legal clinic, they're turning people away, because it's not really fair when you have 25 people and you only have a couple attorneys. Mm-hmm. To be able to sit with them and assist their problem. So October the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th. There are three Thursdays left in the month. We're asking all attorneys who can and will mark that on your calendar. Come out at 3:15 to 309 South Spring Street at the Good Greenhouse Ministries and help us with this clinic and to help those who really need some assistance.
Now, are you seeing more people come by than maybe in the past?
We are. As I stated, the clinic had traditionally set its hours at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., but it's become so popular that at 3:15, and Amy and I, on the days that we're there, we're there at 3:15 or 3:20, and once we come in the door, seats are filled. And you get there at 3:30 in terms of a participant to come to the clinic, and you might be turned away because there's just not enough a lawyer muscle power to, mm-hmm. to be able to assist them.
So more help would obviously mean more people you could help if you had more attorneys. And
exactly.
So that's and I'm sure you're working those avenues to bring more participation in that.
That's true. That's true. And when you mentioned Amy, she has a heart set on addressing another segment of our community that's very vulnerable and needs some assistance and some life planning. So just turn over Amy to talk about the event that she's spearheading with us.
Now that's coming up on the 20th, I think.
It is October the 20th, and that's going to take place at the Westbrook Towers. That's 515 North Walnut Street. And what it is, it's right across the street from our office, the Legal Aid office, and it's the clinic is going to start at 3 o'clock. And what we're going to be doing that day is helping seniors and low-income individuals to fill out their living will and health care power of attorneys. And I will be present there, and Andre will be present, and we are asking attorneys that can help and assist in that to be there also. I will do a short presentation, about 15-20 minutes, just explaining what the form is, how to fill it out, and then the attorneys can be there afterwards to answer questions if people have specific questions about how to fill out the form. Mm-hmm. And if there are attorneys who are interested in coming to this event, if they would call us and let us know, just so we know how many people will be there. And our office can be contacted at 615-890-0905. And they will just be answering questions for those who have questions about how to fill out the form. But I will be there to give a general overview. So even if you've not done a power of attorney for healthcare before, because of this pamphlet that we have, and we'll be there to give general information, you can just come to be an assistance. Or notaries, you know, if you're a notary, call us. We'd like your help, because you can help in filling out the forms by being a notary also. Mm-hmm. And this is just a great opportunity to give back to our seniors in the community by helping them do important planning, life planning, because if they weren't able to speak for themselves because of a health issue, then they have this document in place that makes the decisions for their loved ones. What type of care do they want when they're dying, and who do they want to make those health care decisions? And this is what that document will do for them.
Now, I would assume for our senior citizens that wills and power of attorney and medical issues, those are all really important. And it seems like wills maybe not so much so, but maybe so. But right. All of that is very important, and not enough have that information.
Right. Yeah. And now this clinic is going to be very targeted, and it's going to be just the healthcare power of attorney and the living will. And this will just deal with your person and your health and not your property.
Right.
You know, and this is almost, I mean, your things are important, but what you want done with yourself when you're sick and you're dying is, you know, very, very important. And so.
And that's a different segment of our community that maybe does not take advantage of the legal documents that could help their family make a decision, because it's, you know, they're going through enough at that time.
Exactly. And that's what I often say is, you know, this is your gift to your children or your family members to not have to make those hard decisions, because you have made those hard decisions for them. And that way they don't, during that time, have to deal with that. Like you said, it's difficult enough. Those decisions will be made for them.
That's coming up on October 20th at Westbrook Towers. So what time?
It's going to start at 3 o'clock.
Okay. So
3 p.m. So attorneys, if you're interested in volunteering during this event, contact our office, 615-890-0905. Seniors, just come to Westbrook Towers, and we'll be able to help you with your living will.
Sounds good. This is National Pro Bono Month, so keep that in mind. It's always National Month of something or several, but this is a chance for us to just highlight the fact that these services are available here. And maybe, Andre, Amy, we can have you back at some point and kind of talk about, you know, maybe a top 10 of what people really are needing and using right now, and how they can get that help sometime in the future.
Definitely. We'll be glad to do that. And we can't sign off without thanking the United Way, because their financial support to our organization helps us to be able to reach out and assist needy families in Rutherford and Cannon counties. And it's just so valuable for the type of work that we do.
Not too bad for a couple of Bedford County folks here. You know? I think we'll have you back sometime.
We appreciate that.
We would love to come back.
Yes,
all right.
Sure would.
Appreciate you stopping by today. Andre Chrisman and Amy Luna with Legal Aid joining us here on WGNS Rutherford Issues.
Rutherford issues. Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.
Welcome back in as we continue Rutherford Issues on a Tuesday, and we have a studio full of guests this afternoon to talk about special kids and great things going on. And Sharon Perry, since you are representing special kids, and Ginger chickened out today, we'll kind of start off with you. This was in a cloud of mystery here for a long time. Ginger contacted me a while ago, said we've got a big things coming up. And her email says, special kids, big announcement. So what is that big announcement?
Well, thank you, Brian, for letting us come today. We are very eager and have anticipated this for some time now, but a race, a road race. We've been in the running community now for around 10 years, doing country music marathons, where it kind of all started. And from there, we've migrated to local races with the Fenton, Payne & Fred and Middle Half Marathon. This spring, through the course of this business sponsor relationship with Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, we secured a sponsorship that allowed us to go ahead and put in action putting on a road race, which can be very expensive. And we're very excited about that. It's a 15K. The 15K is a 9.34 distance over Murfreesboro. So we have just anticipated that coming for a long time, and due to the medical clinic really getting behind us and allowing us to put that in place, we will do that on March 31st of 2012.
15K. Well, that, I don't know. I've heard of 5K, but 15, just it makes me tired thinking about it.
Well, hopefully it won't make everybody tired.
But aren't there maybe some stages in here? Maybe there's going to be a 1 mile and a 5K along with the 15K too, right?
There are. Because we are a part of the running community, we have offered many different groups the opportunity to run in kids races, which have been 1 mile traditionally for the kids, and also 5K races, which are shorter distances, 3.1 miles. We have looked at through our committee, as we talked about what we needed to offer to the community to have a race for special kids. We felt it was very important to do something that was challenging and different, which is where the 15K came from. Mm-hmm. That gives us people that are training for the Country Music Marathon in April, and also like the Oak Barrel that comes up in April. Those distances are 13 miles. So this race will be very attractive to lots of people in the community to come in and to get their distance in as their training. But also, we have a lot of supporters who would just love to come out and walk and do it in honor of our facility and the ministry that we have for special kids. And that's how we came up with adding the 5K distance, which is the 3 mile race, and then also the 1 mile family fun run is what we're calling it, because we're hoping that everyone will come out and see the value in supporting the long distance runners, but also get some little exercise in themselves.
I like that 1 mile thing. That sounds, that's my alley. But that, I mean, that makes it something for everyone.
Sure.
Krista Hawkins is here with us as well. I'm going to introduce Kimberly Smith from Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. We're going to talk to her in just a second. But Krista, since you're on the committee, maybe explain how what Sharon was talking about, the relationship between race and special kids, and how all it, because I hear of people all the time, and in the upcoming Murfreesboro or the middle half coming up this Saturday, kids people are running for special kids. So how does all that work?
Well, Brian, I've been involved with special kids for a few years now as a runner, and running for and on behalf of some of the children at special kids. So it's a big honor to take your sport and your love for running, but to do it for something much bigger than yourself. And knowing that the funds that you raise and the money goes straight to special kids, which is right here in our community, and it's such an awesome ministry. Amazing nurses and therapists and workers at Special Kids. So it's an honor to be able to do something really neat for them and also enjoy the sport that you love to do.
So how did you become involved in Special Kids?
I've known Sharon actually for many, many years. And when she took the job at Special Kids, she told me a little bit about being the director of Team Ask. And I immediately learned about it and got involved and had a special kids partner. And I got my whole family involved. I have two daughters, and they run on behalf of children at Special Kids as well.
Very neat. Kimberly, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is involved in the community in all kinds of ways. And I know that is a mission for MMC, and it just seemed like kind of the right fit, apparently.
Yes, Dr. Collins has been one of the forerunners of the Special Kids since their inception 13 years ago. And I've only been on board with the clinic for about a year, but previous to that, our church was very active in that as well. And so it was very easy for me to pick up the ropes and run with this one as well.
Yeah. So what makes Special Kids and this race, what made it a fit? I mean, there are all kinds of things that have to go together, and in terms of sponsorship and all, without that, we probably would not be talking about this race. So what made everything come together?
Well, our mission is your health is our mission. Mm-hmm. And so it's a glove fit for the clinic because we like to take healthcare needs outside of the walls of the clinic and volunteer and just be a part of the community efforts.
That's one thing that MMC has always been, is, you know, it's more than just the bricks and mortar in the building. You have two buildings now, but, you know, and here and there, and moving to this new great facility and things of that nature, but it's more than that. I mean, I see Joey all the time, you know, and he's out in the community and doing things and going to ball games and enjoying his family. And a lot of times you lose that connection, thinking that doctors are doctors and they're not people. But when they're in the community and when the whole company takes that to heart, it really makes a difference, I think.
It's all about the relationships.
Yeah, really is. Sharon Perry with Special Kids and Special Kids Committee. What committee is it that you're on there, Krista?
It is the Special Kids Race Committee.
Okay. It's own race committee now.
Its own race committee, its own race. We're in big time now.
Kimberly Smith from MMC joining us here today. Sharon, this is an event, I'm sure, that took only a few hours to plan.
It's in the process of a few more hours in addition to that. We have been working hard. Our committee is comprised of different business partners that came to us through either their business, a personal business, or just as representation of State Farm and the medical clinic. We have a wonderful group of people, and they not are all runners. Some of our committee members are not runners, but they just have a heart to serve and be volunteer and do this for Special Kids. Dr. Dan Brown is our the key in person here on this. He's working as chief right now there at the medical clinic, and he is he's a runner himself. People see him all around Murfreesboro running, but as soon as he got word of this, and Patrick Yates put him on it, kind of as one of his things to take wind of and run with, he did with no problem. He's attracted other people to the committee that he runs with personally, and we cannot thank them enough. Volunteer wise, we're going to rely on our committee members to go back to their businesses and to their partners in the community to help us with volunteers. The middle half is one of those examples that we're learning from, and we know that we will have to have lots of volunteer effort during the events, weeks leading up to the event, and definitely the day of. So we will have various opportunities over the coming months where myself, Ginger Wharf, Noelle Deal, Stephanie Folkman will be out in the community for Special Kids, talking to business partners that are already familiar with us, and hopefully a lot of others. This will open doors for them to learn about Special Kids. Being that we are a comprehensive facility here in Murfreesboro, we're different in that we can do the nursing part of helping children with special needs, but also the rehabilitative care and speech therapy and occupational therapy. So we really will be out in the community over the coming months asking and hoping for additional sponsorship dollars, like partnering with the medical clinic to put this on. Our main focus here on this goal of the race is to bring in lots of money for Special Kids. In the next year, we're hoping to either buy property or have a building in the coming years. I don't know when. We're Christian ministry, and we're praying and being fervent to pray about that. But things like this and putting these things in place that will be annual events help us guarantee that in the future that could happen for our families and have more and more patients to serve. So
it's been a dream of Special Kids to have the brick and mortar that we were talking about with MMC just a second ago, but that is a real need. But just the dollars that it takes to accomplish something like that, hopefully this will send you well on your way.
Yes, and we have a dollar number and a budget that we started with, and right off the bat, none of our committee members balked at that. They all felt like that was fair enough. Probably didn't realize it was going to cost as much as it does to put on a race. But luckily, we hope to have every bit of that cost covered so that any race registration that comes into the race will go straight to Special Kids. And that is our goal, like our Team Ask program that we've had over the years. People that come to us, like Krista, that have fundraised for a child partner at Special Kids, that money, in turn, is for the child that's being served at Special Kids. So any dollar that comes in through a business for the race, that's our intent, is to put it back into the facility.
I think this is a really neat organization. My wife grew up in the 70s with CP, and you know, this was not available. You know, something like Special Kids was really not. And so the fact that you can help kids from all type of disabilities to whether it be learning, speech, all kinds of things. There's a young lady at church, her grandson has some hearing and sight problems, so within the Special Kids program, I hear it more and more nowadays. Are there more clients? Is it just the words getting out more about Special Kids? What is it that really kind of gets the name Special Kids out there more?
Yes, well, our staff that we have at Special Kids, there's always misnomers about different nonprofits. Mm-hmm. We are a paid nonprofit in that patients do come to us on a fee-based service. So we have professional people who work for us, therapists that have been to school and are certified to be in physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational, and nursing staff that have same credentials as hospitals. And because they are servant of the Lord and they feel like serving children specifically with special needs is where God has led them, we have the opportunity to have this wonderful qualified people to take care of children in the community who otherwise would either be at home by themselves in solitude with just a parent or a caregiver, or just not having the type of rehabilitative care that they need each week to get better and stronger and to totally change their life or their future life going forward as they age. Mm-hmm. So we have a wonderful relationship with many doctors like Jerry Collins at the medical clinic, who's been one of our faithful partners from the opening, and he and his word that he spread with other facilities to get wonderful referrals in. And it does seem like more than not every week with the waiting list that we have at Special Kids, the updates are always there's a waiting list. So you're right in saying that it seems more prevalent than not.
I'm going to go around, and any last words, Krista, do you have anything you want to add here about the race, maybe where we can get more information and things such as that?
Yes, Brian, actually we're just very excited to be a part of the community, and we're just asking that everyone look for the website www.specialkidsrace.org. Our registration goes live this Saturday, October 15th, and so all our race information is on that website. We're really excited to look for walkers, for those folks that are out there just thinking about the challenge of a 5K, of running 3 miles, and those that want more of a challenge with a 15K or training for a half marathon or marathon as a good training run. So we're looking for all those folks, people to come out and cheer them on, and volunteers for the race.
All right. Kimberly, anything you want to say about this partnership with MMC and Special Kids?
I would just say that I would encourage those in the community to take the clinic's lead and either be a sponsor, a partner, a volunteer, or a runner or a walker.
MMC is one of many corporate sponsors that you need to make this work, Sharon, right?
That's correct.
If there's a business, a person out there interested in helping with this, how would they do that?
They can contact our office. Our office number is 615-893-4892. They can contact either myself, Sharon Perry, or Ginger Wharf, Noelle Deal. Either the three of us are in the office and would love to help them and come and meet with them one-on-one and talk about the opportunity.
Sharon, let's not make this the last time. Let's continue this and keep reminding folks about the 15K, the 5K, and the 1 mile, the Special Kids Run, which is coming up again on March 31st of 2012. So the Special Kids Race is going to be really neat, sponsored by MMC, and we'll continue to tell folks about it, okay?
Thank you, Brian. We appreciate it.
All right, absolutely. Sharon Perry with Special Kids, and race committee member Krista Hawkins, and Kimberly Smith from Middle Murfreesboro. I don't know why I keep wanting to put Middle in there. You're too close by, I guess. Is that must be the problem. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Don't tell Joey anything about that. Kimberly Smith joining us here as well. Stay with us. We're going to wrap things up here in just a moment as we continue with Rutherford Issues and make way for the sports guys in a moment.
Blue Raider fans come in all sizes, and Lightning's locker room has